KCRW sponsors include Make It Universal and Rotten Tomatoes, presenting Scene on Screen with Jacqueline Coley, a brand new podcast about the people at NBC Universal and the movies that define them. Available wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
I'm Joe Morgenstern, the film critic of The Wall Street Journal. The BFG is Steven Spielberg's version of the Roald Dahl children's classic. In the book, the big friendly giant of the title uses a trumpet to blow dreams into sleepers' heads. Spielberg uses digital wizardry to throw spectacular dreams of friendship and adventure on the big screen. The film can be leisurely verging on slow, but it gains dramatic stature from one of the great actors of our time, Mark Rylance, in the title role. His face and body are transformed by technology, of course, but magically so. The giant seems as human as Sophie, the young orphan played by Ruby Barnhill. She learns to love him after he reaches through a window at night and plucks her from her orphanage dormitory, bed and all. A Spielberg movie framed as family entertainment raises the question of whether it's up to the several classics, especially E.T., that Spielberg has contributed to the genre. No, this one isn't, and it wasn't meant to be. Its dramatic scope, as distinct from its physical scale, is fairly modest. But the movie gives us one stunning image after another, even though it seems for a while to be a pleasant story in search of a plot. And it picks up speed dramatically when Sophie and the BFG settle on a plan to rid England of evil giants. This leads to the two friends having breakfast with the Queen and her corgis at Buckingham Palace in a terrifically funny set piece that is right up there with the best sequences in the Spielberg canon. The giant is an extraordinary creation. He talks like a bumbling English rustic, walks like an arthritic veteran of the coal mines who can't stand up straight anymore, and he has the physiognomy of a hood ornament from some ancient roadster, with his forward-thrusting neck, aquiline nose, triangular face, and backward-swept hair. In Mark Rylance's lovely portrayal, the giant seems to be at first melancholy, even haunted, with downcast eyes, downturned mouth, and gigantic ears that go flat when his spirits sag. But he's capable of great happiness in the company of Sophie, his new pal and willing abductee. Kids today are accustomed to entertainment that hurtles along at a frenzied pace, so it'll be interesting to see whether they sit still for this one. I hope they will, in the same way that the slow eating movement encourages us to take our time and savor what we eat. Spielberg wants us to take our time and savor what we see. One of the good running jokes has to do with Frobscottle, a green drink whose bubbles fizz downward. Sophie objects to this, insisting that the bubbles are going the wrong way. Some may object that the film bubbles too slowly from time to time, but the BFG has fizz to spare. It's an effervescent charmer. I'm Joe Morgenstern. I'll be back on KCRW next week with more reviews.
KCRW sponsors include Make It Universal and Rotten Tomatoes, presenting Scene on Screen with Jacqueline Coley, a brand new podcast about the people at NBC Universal and the movies that define them. Available wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.